Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Oh, yeah. I am your Macho King Brooks Walker here on the Mouse Ears Podcast. We are the cream of the crop, your cup of coffee on this Monday morning. Oh, whenever you listen or watch this podcast, it is Guy's Night. And with me is my partner, my tag team partner, Kelton in the great state of Texas.
Hey, Brooks. You know, I'm doing well. Like you said, the great state of Texas. You know, we got a hurricane in the Gulf right now, so at least it's not coming to us. So
it's coming to the Carolinas, but it will not hinder this podcast. Oh, yes.
And I will not do that the rest of the time because I will not be able to talk.
Yeah, oh, you still got, another day of work to go.
What just happened? I blacked out for a second. As that mentioned, this is Guy's Night on the Masters Podcast. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. It's going to be a great time, you know, yes. Especially with you starting off in your Macho Man impression or impersonation, whichever one you want to go with.
Yeah, I feel like I channeled him for a second.
For a couple of seconds.
And,
yeah.
And if you're watching on YouTube, again, first of all, I apologize for that. And second of all, that is my original wrestling buddy from 1992, the Macho King, Randy Savage.
So that's a long time ago.
Yes. But here on Guy's Night, oh man, it's going to be a fun time.
This is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Waffles do sound good.
I would love to have waffles on a Monday morning.
Oh, I would too. But before we completely derail this podcast, we are going to go to one of our favorite segments, New News with, am I reading this correctly, with Kelton breaking down the new news?
Gasp. Cue the intro. Yes, it is true. You have me, Kelton. I know it's odd when we have to change out hats and whatnot when the ladies take a Thursday night off. So, hats, glasses, and a macho man. Here we go. So in our new news, only a couple of things here. All of the dates for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Disney World for 2024 have been sold out. But don't worry, there's still good news. Most of the dates for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party are still available. Don't have FOMO and contact your Fairy Tale Journeys travel agent today to book your magical winter getaway. And the second piece of new news, this one really hurt me a little bit, but Royal Caribbean ended up having to cancel the 7-night cruise itinerary that starts on Saturday, September 28th, for the Icon of the Seas out of the Port of Miami due to some, air quotes, unscheduled maintenance. So the ship will be staying in Miami while it undergoes repair. And I was just reading an article today, Brooks, that the ship is cruising at a little bit of a slower speed, so they did end up having to skip a port on their Eastern Caribbean trip that they're on right now and have a sea day. They'll be stopping at Perfect Day, Coco Key. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, make sure click back one episode to episode 63, where we break down Perfect Day at Coco Key. But that's all we have.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that episode is good for if you want to know about Coco Key, if you want to learn more about planning a wedding and a reception. It has something for everyone.
It truly does. It definitely does. But that's all we have for the new news. So we're going to go ahead and send it on back to our dear, dear host, the Macho King himself, or his stunt double, Brooks.
Thank you, Kilton.
So again, I apologize for that voice. So we're going to go right on into our trivia question. And today's trivia question is brought to you by Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home or office, whether it be a candle, room spray, or more, use our special promo code MOUSEEARS for 15% off. That is MOUSEEARS for 15% off any of future Magic Candle Company purchases. So our trivia question for today, which will go into our topic, when is National Burger or Hamburger Day? And if you haven't guessed by either the title or the trivia question, we are talking about burgers on Disney property. So we're going to go down and talk about our top three burgers on Disney property. And there are a lot of places that you can get burgers. I say,
well,
most places at least have a burger option.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, I think they do try to include, yeah, they try to, you know, make sure everybody can eat a little something. So, you know, before we get off track with that, we should probably dive in, because I know you said we wanted to kind of discuss something else, a little, you know, burger flavor per se. So let's go ahead and start it off. What do you think?
Yeah, so like I said, there are several different places that you can get burgers on property. But did you want to go ahead and go into the other options, some other options, before we get into our top three?
Yeah, let's talk about those other options. All
right. So one other option that I found that is not a hamburger. So when I talk about a hamburger, I'm thinking of some type of bun with meat and toppings, preferably on my part some cheese, even though I do like a hamburger as opposed to a cheeseburger. But if you want something that is cheeseburger related, but maybe you want to try to cut out a little bit of carbs, an option for you: head on over to Animal Kingdom, go into Pandora, to St. Thule Canteen with the Cheeseburger Pops. Now, I've had these, and we've also gotten them for Ellie, and they are fantastic. They are a steamed cheeseburger pod filled with ground beef, ketchup, mustard, pickle, and cheese and cheddar sauce, and it's served with a crunchy vegetable slaw and vegetable chips.
They are pretty good. I mean, it is a twist on such an original American, you know, meal. Yeah. So I think they did a great job with it.
And if you look at them too, when they say pods, it's almost like a bow. I would say it resembles more of a bow, but I mean, they stuff a lot in there too. So,
way to go on the creativity of Disney. But that's not all you can find out there, is it? Because I know there is one you are dying to talk about.
Funny enough, I have never had them.
You have the second one you haven't had yet?
No, every time I have gone, either it's been closed or there was a period of time where they were not serving them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners what it is we're talking about?
So, if you follow our social media or our YouTube channel or TikTok, or if you've just listened to me talk about my love of the egg rolls over in Lotus Blossom Cafe at Epcot, if you want an egg roll and a cheeseburger, but you don't want to completely fill yourself up with both, well, Magic Kingdom has what you need. So what you do is you hang a left after the castle going into Adventureland. Nope. Am I writing that?
You are correct. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Go up to the hub, hang a left.
Yep.
Go past I don't even know what you call that stand, that outdoor vending wagon. Yeah.
And then what is got to be one of, just in my thought, one of Disney's greatest creations, just in theory, a cheeseburger egg roll. Now, everything I've seen about people talking about them, they are, as Jim Rome would say, phenomenal. And basically, they're house made. They make them there, and they're in Adventureland. But they also have spring rolls if you're trying to get a little carbs or whatever calories. Which you're at Disney. I don't know why you're trying to count calories. I mean, why stress yourself out with that?
I count steps. Does that count? I'll count steps before I count calories.
Yeah.
At least while I'm at Disney.
But one thing that is cool too, because they also have the pepperoni egg rolls, the pepperoni pizza egg rolls, which doesn't sound as good to me as the cheeseburger egg rolls. But if you want to mix and match, you can get one of each or get two of each or whichever you want to do.
One for the whole family.
Yep.
One each for the whole family.
So, and there are other options. There are black bean burgers on property, Beyond Meat burgers, which the I know they have Beyond Meat. I think they have Impossible as well.
Yep. There is an Impossible burger as well in some places across property. So, yes, sir.
And I've had Impossible burgers too. They're good in their own right. So, at least in my opinion. But there was an episode of Parks and Rec where one of the characters was going up against the manly man, Ron Swanson, in a burger cooking competition. And he had tried to perfect this turkey burger, which I love turkey burgers because I am trying to watch my figure. And he went into all this stuff about what he does with this turkey burger. And Ron Swanson just puts a slab of meat on a grill and cooks it, and people are like, oh, this is so much better.
So, oh, God bless Ron Swanson.
It is hard to beat the original. So, now that we've made everyone hungry,
and yep,
if you're heading to Disney right now and you want a burger, well, we have, I think we have good options. So, Kelton, do you want to go? Yeah.
No, I was going to say, we have at least, unless you and I crossed paths where I think we did one time. So there's at least six good options here.
Yeah.
I'm going to call good options.
Yeah. So. Oh, definitely. So,
but yes, Kelton, I'll start if you want first? Me to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with my number three, third favorite on property. And this is a place that, this is the one that I think we're going to cross. We're going to have about the same. But that is the Stack Burger over there at Steakhouse 71 at the Contemporary Resort Hotel. So for this one, we have a signature blend of beef, pork, and American cheese. Of course, I'm a cheddar fan, sharp cheddar preferably. Also with some lemon aioli, red onions, pickles on a, is it brioche or brioche? Or
I've always heard brioche.
Brioche. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, Steph will correct me later.
I was going to say, we don't have Steph to correct
you. Yeah, she's not here.
It's probably like brioche or something.
Brioche. Mm. Yeah. But y'all know what I'm talking about because you all have had these buns. Mm. So good.
Because they got buns, hon.
I'm not going to finish the song. No. So for sides, we have a small Caesar salad, pasta salad, or honestly, one of my favorite French fries, the Parmesan fries. I mean, that right there, my friends,
you gotta is go my with those Parmesan for us.
Oh, why? I mean, you know, seasoned is good,
yeah,
right? But Oh, throw some of that Parmesan on that. Just
a little salt there.
So good, people. Yes, exactly. So good. And so we did get to enjoy Steakhouse 71 when we were all there in just after Labor Day. And it was so it's only on the lunch menu right now. I have heard rumors that if you ask for it at dinner time, it's kind of playing a little, you know, roulette. And you know, sometimes the chef will make it, sometimes they won't. Sometimes it just never hurts to ask. So we were all there, you know, it was myself, Casey, and Kenny, and then we had the phenomenal opportunity to sit with you, Brooks, Kelsey, and Ellie. And Casey and I ended up splitting two different things. When I go places and I see a club sandwich on the menu, I don't know what happens, but I feel like I have to eat it. Like, that's what I have to have. But the Stack Burger is relatively well known throughout the everybody at Disney, and even our server, Peter, from England, so shout out to you, Peter, had even said, they're kind of known for their Stack Burger. So, of course, Casey got the Stack Burger, I got the club, and then we just swapped halves. Probably more information than anybody needed.
No, but I don't think so.
It was good.
They ran out of information.
I highly recommend, if you have the opportunity to enjoy lunch at Steakhouse 71. Number one, excellent restaurant. Number two, try the Stack Burger, people. So that's my number three. So, Brooks, I'm going to pass ye old fork, knife, and plate over to you. What's your number three?
So my number three, and I've had several good burgers on property, but my number three is going off of reputation and representation alone. The presentation that I saw at Steakhouse 71.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing y'all's faces when you bit into it.
Yes, sir.
My number three is also a burger that I have never tried, but looking at it and reading about it, I want to try it next time I'm on property, even if I order it to go. Mm-hmm. It's a Stack Burger at Steakhouse 71.
I had a strong feeling this was going to be on both of our lists.
Oh, yeah. Well, as Peter said, I think it's voted the best burger on property.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think so. But, so they're kind of famous for it.
Yeah. And, Steakhouse 71 hasn't been around that long. I think we talked about, I had the prime rib sandwich because I almost went for the Stack Burger. But something that I had on this last trip, which a little bit of a spoiler I might be talking about later on, made me not want another burger. So I decided to, and just like you, with if there's a club on the menu, if I see prime rib, I tend to gravitate towards it.
Who would have thought there's just something about that? That just like, that's what I'm going to have.
Yeah. And, I was talking about the episode with Kelsey today, and Kelsey even said, that prime rib sandwich, because she had some of it too, because I got to try some of her steak fritas, which was steak was good. Again, talked about, she likes hers medium well. I like mine medium rare. So, it was good for a medium well steak. But she even said that prime rib sandwich was probably that. And I think the breakfast that we had at Torlino's over at Riviera was probably the best meal she has ever had on property.
Oh, Disney is stepping up the game with their food.
Yeah, so that's two within the past year that have really stepped it up. But that's crazy that was both our number three. So I want I wonder if I don't think we're going to have the same ones for number two and number one.
I don't think so. So I really don't. So in that case, yeah. Would you mind if I shared my number two?
By all means.
So this one kind of stumbled upon on accident. This was from our Epcot day when we were there just after Labor Day. And Casey and I had just got off of Guardians. And as we're walking back to the World Showcase, because we wanted to try to go see Hoobastank, I never made it, but that's okay. And we're looking for places to eat because we had the dining plan, the quick service dining plan. And then I saw this burger at this place.
Tell me about
it. And I was like, I have to try it. So my number two goes out to probably the underdog of all movies from the Muppets. We are going over to the Regal Eagle Smokehouse, which kind of has a downplay on the Muppets. And we are going to have the barbecue burger.
Now, let me tell you a lot of good things about this burger.
Yeah. Oh, there's a reason for it. So, this one is a third of a pound of Angus beef topped with barbecue pulled pork, garlic aioli, and a fried onion ring. And of course, for this one, there's two great sides. Probably number one is going to be the mac and cheese, and the second one is going to be the seasoned fries. So those two right there, top. Absolutely top notch. So
which one did you say, get?
So I ended up getting the fries. Okay. However, I have had the mac and cheese from there previously, and I will say it is still really good.
So I've heard a little bit of a hack with that burger too, is get the mac and cheese and put it on top of the burger, a little bit on top, and try that.
Ooh. You know, we just had dinner too. Now I'm just like, my mouth is just all watery and whatnot. Oh, so good. So good indeed. So, Brooks, buddy, what are we doing for your number two? Where are we going?
So my number two, we're going to take a little bit of a drive over to Disney Springs. And it's somewhere that it used to be a staple where Kelsey and I would go kind of at the end of our trip every time. We would head over to Deluxe Burger over there at Disney Springs. And if we weren't splitting a burger, because their burgers are rather large, I would get for myself the Bacon and Blue Burger.
I've heard excellent things.
So the Bacon and Blue Burger, it is two pressed signature blend patties with bacon, onion jam, blue cheese, lettuce, and tomato. I know the blue cheese can be a little polarizing, but if you get it just right, with especially with a little bit of the bacon to cut that, you know, blue cheese by itself, you can't really eat it. But it mixes so well together. And with that, I mean, you have to get if you get size, you have to get the fries.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm with you. Deluxe Burger has some awesome French fries.
And plus, if you get in that back room with the big chair.
No.
You can sit there just, get a little toothpick. Feel like a king for 10 minutes while family stares at you to get up.
Macho King.
Yes. Say hello to the bad guy. Reza Ramon.
The impersonations are on point. Or what do the kids nowadays say? They're a bussin'. Would that be correct slang for those Gen Zers out there?
I have no idea.
You know, no cap, got that drip.
Isn't there like a Gen Alpha now, which is past the Z years? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because both Kenny and Ellie are Gen Alphas.
I don't even want to hear that.
I cannot wait till they get old enough and get their own slang so I can just kind of look at them and go, word to your mother.
Oh, I'm clutching my pearls. I saw this video. It was like slang in the 90s so you can stay hip in the workplace. Oh, it was cringy.
You're going to have to send that to me because I would love to do that at work.
Yeah, one of them was clutching my pearls.
Clutching my pearls. Because I work with a bunch of, you know, like top Gen X's. Then there's me, the millennial. And then some Gen Z'ers. So it's very widespread.
No,
but
no boomers.
No, and I'm talking like, well, I mean, my senior manager is a boomer, but my direct report is, you know, he's in that group where like they're too young to be boomers, but they're like on the cusp of that Gen X boomer, you know, line. So hopefully we don't have too many boomers listening to us right now.
We're not really. I mean, if anything, we alienated the Gen Zers over the boomers.
That's okay. We can. Somebody's going to have to send us like a, you know, here's how to speak to Gen Z slang.
Steph, where are you? She's the baby of the podcast.
Oh, she is the baby of the podcast. She might be a Gen Zer.
I think so.
Oh, Steph, when you listen to this, teach us your ways of your slang.
Yes.
So Mike and the rest of us can understand you.
And listen, whatever it costs, it doesn't matter.
Kylie, we spared no expense.
You were waiting to throw that clip in.
I mean, we've only talked about it for 60 plus episodes that we need a spare no expense sound clip.
Oh, should we? Let's take it to the number one. We're going all the way to the number one.
Number one.
Oh, I guess it's my go, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I see it. When I'm not throwing myself off.
I mean, when
off.
We don't have the ladies here.
We can do what we want, right?
I know. Sometimes we'll get off on a tangent and we won't even really talk about our episode. I feel like we're flying through this one.
We are. The viewers or the listeners might get lucky and we're like, oh, yes, short episode. I can listen to it on my way to work.
Yes.
So, but you never know. Here we go. So my number one, Brooks, you're probably going to be shocked at this. All right. Because
I'm clutching my pearls.
You are. You should. I'm going to need you to sit down for this one.
All right.
Because I am going back to just complete, I'm talking old school, OG, original. I'm getting the Angus beef burger over at probably one of my wife's favorite, one of Casey's favorite restaurants, Beaches and Cream over at the Beach Club. So
we're talking about this burger during our last trip.
We do enjoy Beaches and Cream. We do our best to go there every time we're in town. So as OG as it can get, I'm talking just a regular beef patty, top with thank you cheddar cheese, no American in this one, on a freshly baked bun, just served up with either some potato tots, some french fries, or fresh fruit. So no more having to fight each other for their tots, man, because everybody gets their own. That it's very, you know, very plain. Very simple. Actually, I think I even throw bacon on this one for me. Ooh. But it's the other two were excellent burgers. But sometimes I don't want to get too creative. I just want to be simple, normal, plain. And I feel very normal and plain when I eat my burger from Beaches and Cream over at the Beach Club. So I thoroughly enjoy it. Plus, the atmosphere is nice because you can, you know, get the kitchen sink ice cream with all. I wish Casey were here to give this one, but it's all the toppings in the house and a whole can of whipped cream. A whole can. That's right. So it is tasty indeed. And they do put a whole can of whipped cream on that bad boy. I want some whipped cream too.
Now you can share that, can't you? Or is encouraged to share that?
I mean, you can, but if you don't want to share, don't worry. There is an option to get a much smaller individualized kitchen sink. And that actually does come with a little keepsake souvenir. You can keep your very own Mickey's kitchen sink. The big one you can't take home because it's about the size of an old, think like 1940s, 1950s old kitchen sink, you know, with it almost looks like a shell, you know, we got the flat part and then it kind of like curves on the front. That's kind of what they bring it out in. It's really cool, but it would be very difficult to fit in your suitcase home unless you're driving. Then you just throw it in the back with Ellie.
Life finds a way.
So that's my number one. Brooks, I have an idea, but I'm very, very interested to hear what your number one is because I think it's going to shock the listeners.
So my number one, and this may be a polarizing option, but if you have a chance, if you're looking for a great burger, if you're looking for value for lunch or dinner, and you have time to go to different resorts, head on over to one of the value resorts, especially All Star Sports. So we stayed there on our last trip, and I had the privilege of having this twice while we were there. And it is the Bases Loaded Burger at All Star Sports. It has, get ready, bacon jam, a fried onion ring, and beer cheese sauce on a toasted brioche bun served with fries, all for $13.99.
And that price right there.
That price too.
And I think is just the cherry on top to an awesome meal.
It is. So, I mean, and it is enough to fill you up as well. And I had it sitting down, getting it right away, or even bringing it up to our room. It stayed good going up to our room too, which sometimes 5 minutes in that little to-go tray, it loses all like
fresh
solidity, like it just becomes soggy. It stayed perfectly crisp. Even the lettuce stayed crisp.
Oh man.
So
it seemed like over the past couple of years, Disney has really stepped up their quality on the quick service meals. Because that's one thing I noticed, even eating around, you know, eating in Connections Cafe in Epcot. The food was fresh and good.
Yeah.
You know, it really wasn't that heavy, greasy stuff we've all probably had in the past.
So it's not a giant turkey leg.
Ooh. Ugh. No, thank you.
I remember having one in 2004 and then having one, I think, in like 2017, 2018. And it's like, ooh, I do not have the stomach for this anymore.
Ooh. No, no way. To those, and I think you can do it listening. And if not, if you haven't left a review, leave us a review and tell us, do you actually enjoy the turkey leg at Disney?
Or I know people that do. My uncle Glenn Coco, we love you. He every time he would go to Disney, he would have to get a turkey leg. And just imagine a man with that resembles Bill Clinton, like, and looks Bill Clinton, just walking around eating a giant turkey leg. And he could down one. I don't know if he can do it now. I mean, I saw him do it in 2004, but I don't know if he can do it now. I feel like they might be greasier now than they were back then. At least I don't remember them being that greasy.
Like, and I don't really either, but I think most of it was just like, it was good, but there was just I don't know. And one of my worst memories was when it was hot and when people were done, instead of finding a trash can, they'll just throw it in a bush. And then it sits there for a couple of days in the hot Florida sun in August, and it just
attracts critters and bugs.
The smell is even worse than all of that. But thankfully, we don't have to worry about that with this top three burgers around Walt Disney World list that we have.
Yep. And I think we gave our listeners several good choices. I mean, all encompassing all over property.
Well, so, and not just the burgers, even talking about the couple of places you can find, you know, cheeseburgers without, you know, I'm eating two pieces of bread on either side of it.
Yeah. So, but I will say, researching this, I would love to do this episode every year and keep try a different, at least one different burger every time I go, and see if this list changes.
And that may not be a bad idea. So we may have to come back next time and see if our list has changed or not.
Yeah. And if it hasn't, it would just be a real short episode. Listen to the one last year. Bye, everyone.
Everything has stayed the same and the points don't matter.
That's right. Just like calories on a vacation. And just like our trivia question today. So if you remembered our trivia question from previously earlier in the episode, when is National Burger Day?
Kelton? Please tell me it's today.
It is not today.
Oh, bummer.
So it is. Do you want to take
a
swing?
Oh, okay. Can you give me a hint? Like, are we talking January to June or July to December?
January to June.
I'm going to go, I'm going to do a solid May 17th.
You are actually pretty close. May the 28th.
You're kidding me.
If we were going Price is Right, I think you would have probably gotten it.
May 28th is National Burger Day.
So we have to remember that when is May 28th, 2025?
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right now. We're going to have to mark it down. Ooh, it's a Wednesday. So we could do it we could record on May 29th.
Yep. So, Kelsey, if you're listening to this, if you see a random 24-hour trip to Disney on May the 28th.
I'm going to be out of town that day. So, yeah. Yeah. Well,
if you find a package with a freezer and a burger.
As they say, stay in your lane. So.
Well, folks, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group, TikTok page, YouTube page, and Instagram to stay up to date on all things travel, but mostly Disney. And if you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip and you don't already have one, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. I think all of our headshots have been updated on there as well.
Yes, they have.
So if you want to read a little more about your four hosts, go on the Fairy Tale Journeys page. And then lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us or watch us. Until the next episode, thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye, guys.